This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
Well, John McCain is saying that Trump is supposedly a dictator. This is a guy that works with Al-Qaeda and ISIS overseas. And John Bounds filed a report that completely destroys him. Then we're going to come back and just cover the fact that globalism is in total crisis. Stay with us.
There's been a debate about when to take the president seriously. He recently tweeted that the press was the enemy of the American people. Should we take that seriously from him?
Well, I think you should take it seriously.
A fundamental part of that new world order was a free press. If you want to preserve democracy as we know it, you have to have a free and many times adversarial press. And without it, I'm afraid that we would lose so much of our individual liberties over time. That's how dictators get started.
We're talking establishment versus Trump. Trump considered to be an outsider. The establishment doesn't want any part of Trump. They don't want him to succeed. And I would throw some Republicans in that as well. It's just the way Washington works.
Arizona Senator John McCain, groom of the stool for the New World Order, traveled to Munich, Germany for the annual Munich Security Conference to plead with hordes of globalists hanging on to their neo-feudalist dream, with McCain asking that his fellow American lapdogs not be counted out of the New World Order paradigm.
Many of our peoples, including in my own country, are giving up on the West, that they see it as a bad deal that we may be better off without, and that while Western nations still have the power to maintain our world order, it's unclear whether we have the will. I know there is profound concern across Europe and the world that America is laying down the mantle of global leadership. I can only speak for myself, but I do not believe that that is the message you will hear from all of the American leaders who cared enough to travel here to Munich this weekend. That's not the message you heard today from Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis. That's not the message you will hear from Vice President Mike Pence. That's not the message you will hear from Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly. And that is certainly not the message you will hear tomorrow from our bipartisan congressional delegation. Make no mistake, my friends, these are dangerous times, but you should not count America out.
Vice President Mike Pence had far more of a nationalist vision.
We must be strong in our conviction that our cause is just and that our way of life is worth defending. If we lose the will to do our part to defend ourselves, we jeopardize our shared heritage of freedom. Under President Trump's leadership, I can assure you, the United States will be strong, stronger than ever before.
Waiting in the wings was German Chancellor Angela Merkel, her popularity running on fumes, as her own hubris couldn't hide the fact that, as RT reports, almost 64% of Germans don't wish to see Angela Merkel reelected as chancellor, a poll conducted by YouGov has found. Meanwhile, the Social Democrats are shooting ahead in the polls, despite predictions that their popularity was on the wane. The poll published on Monday shows that of the two-thirds of Germans dissatisfied with Merkel, 42% strongly want her out, while 22% said it was probably a good idea to elect a new leader. Conversely, 19% said it was probably best to stick with her to avoid a change in leadership in the foreseeable future, while only 8% strongly wanted to see her reelected as chancellor.
What we have today is a world where there is no fixed international global order, and in spite of the Cold War, the relationship with Russia, in spite of the end of the Cold War, the relationship with Russia is, as yet, I say this from a European perspective, not as it should be.
Munich served as a funeral for the New World Order, a memorial for the hell on earth that nearly dominated the United States of America. Of course, globalism will rise yet again, but never forget, it is our duty as Americans to identify its malevolent presence at every opportunity. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Stay with us.
The
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We're just over a little over a month since President Trump became president. I've got a giant stack of economic numbers here. 98% of it is off the chart positive news. But if you tune into the big pop culture media, you would think that Trump is wrecking this country and hurtling the world towards war. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this President's Day transmission. Let me just do this because I want to just hit some of the headlines so you know what's in front of us first before I burrow into it. Obviously, Trump on Saturday said we just saw what happened in Sweden. And then the media later laughed at him. They made fun of him. They said, oh, what did happen in Sweden? And the Swedish government came out and laughed at him and said, nothing's happened here. Just the highest crime rate in Europe now, the highest rate of rape, just an admitted government cover-up of it that's finally spilt out into the news, as senior police officers, detectives, and even police chiefs began to go public about the fact they've been ordered to cover up giant hordes of illegals and legals raping, robbing, stealing, killing, you name it. And now even MSM's having to go, okay, Trump's right again. This is how they deceive. I have Merkel of Germany. I have the Pope of Rome both saying, quote, there's no such thing as Islamic terror. So this is all part of the giant whitewash that MSM then jumps on board with and tries to brainwash the public that it doesn't exist. I saw a video last night that I meant to send to Nico. It's like 15 minutes long, but it's a sink yogurt of the Young Turds. And he goes, wow, Trump got caught lying in his Thursday press conference. He said he doesn't really know anybody that has connections to Russia. But wait, he knows Roger Stone, an admitted Russian spy. So it was lies within lies within lies. I think the headline was something like, does Donald Trump, yeah, that was it. Does Donald Trump know Roger Stone? A silly question. So they start out going, Trump saying he doesn't know him. Stone doesn't know him. That's pretty silly. Everybody knows they've been friends for 40 years. Total straw man. And they go, here's the press conference. Trump says he doesn't know anybody from Russia or that works for Russia. Now, there it is. Got picked up by newspapers. The Young Turks, does Donald Trump know Roger Stone? And then you watch it. The video is called, Is Trump Lying About Roger Stone in Russia? And it cuts to a clip of the press conference last week where Trump says, I'm not in bed with Russia. I'm not doing business with them. I don't know anybody that's, you know, with their government doing deals behind the scenes. Then they go, wait a minute. Then you don't know Roger Stone because the New York Times said he's been connected to it. And Stone claims it's not true, but it is true. But then the New York Times never showed evidence it's not true. So that's the new levels of deceptions and fake news they're involved in. We got a call here at the office a few months ago that the whole new series of Homeland, popular TV show, was going to be coming out and is based around me. And I'm this evil talk show host that puts out disinformation and causes disasters. So the whole push is ban Alex Jones, he's evil. Of course, the New York Times basically has the same thing in a big article today. And I went online just from the trailers for it. People believe I'm on the show, and they believe that I am now working with Showtime to put out disinformation. In fact, let's play this. Let's back that up. Let's play this with audio in a moment. But this is what I'm dealing with now. Not just the X-Files character in a studio that looks just like mine. And then Chris Carter admits the guy's based on me, but at least he's a good guy on the show somewhat. No. With this new Homeland show and others, I'm out framing innocent Muslims and covering up basically terror attacks that other groups carry out. So now I'm covering up false flags on the new TV show, and the voice sounds enough like me in the trailers that people are asking, Alex, why'd you sell out for a show attacking yourself? So you talk about fake news. This is a fake show that has a fake newscaster playing the part of me and then saying things I didn't say. It's fake upon fake upon fake. I sat there watching that Young Turk video last night where it has the deceptive headline that Trump says he doesn't know Stone. Well, let's see. He does know him. See? Okay. Well, he's a known Russian agent, so Trump's lying about knowing Russian agents. And this is so verifiably easy to disprove. But they don't care. They sit there like con men that have been caught, and they just double and quadruple and triple down and just don't care. Look at the lie. Is Trump lying about Roger Stone and Russia? See, first, is Trump lying about knowing Roger Stone? Never says, I don't know Roger Stone. It's not even a clip of him saying that at a press conference. The clip doesn't even correspond to what they say. It's like saying, I saw a bluebird in the nest. You look in the tree, there's not even a nest. Or there's not even a bird. There's not even a tree, folks. Look at that tree. You're like, that looks like a mouse for a computer. That's not a tree. Yeah, it is. And you're like, no, it's not. You're not even having a logical discussion. They just go, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So this is a psychological warfare tactic, but I started getting calls. I guess it premiered last night on Showtime. Then I guess it goes like Netflix later, this show Homeland. I know it's been a big show for years. And I'm sitting there and people are saying, you're on Homeland? Because I guess they start out the first episode where you don't see me. I haven't seen it yet, and it just sounds like my voice. But then it doesn't even sound like my voice. It sounds like my voice But then the guy isn't good at it. He kind of goes back into like an Australian accent and then back into kind of what I sound like. And it's just like, I have to defend myself against this, that this isn't me. And then people go, oh, Alex, quit saying there's TV shows about you. The creators of it are in a whole bunch of newspapers, Variety and Entertainment Weekly. I mean, go look, Alex Jones, Google it, and Homeland, and it's just like hundreds of articles admitting it. So then there's that whole thing where guaranteed they'll have MSM say, Jones is crazy and claims there's TV shows about him. In fact, when Chris Carter came out and said, the new X-Files is based on Alex Jones and his ideas and his theories and his worldview to a great extent, and there's a character that basically plays him. And I like Alex Jones. And I think Alex Jones is a libertarian, not a racist. Well, Chris Carter sounds like a closet Trump supporter to me, but I'm not going to say anything. They came out and said I was lying about that. The new X-Files wasn't about me. I mean, it's like I'm horrible, I'm dangerous, I'm reaching hundreds of millions of people every few months, but nobody listens, and I'm a kook. Shut me up, though. And Trump's lying, saying he doesn't know Roger Stone, then there's no such thing. And then I read the comments, and I got depressed reading it because it's all like liberals. They're like, see, he has been caught as a Russian and caught not knowing him. They just make up these. It'd be like if I had them bring in Bob the Kickboxing Dummy. Like, we've got one here in the office. And if I beat up Bob the Kickboxing Dummy and said, look, he didn't lay a hand on me, he didn't lay a glove on me, people say, dude, it's an inanimate object, it's a straw man. If I had a pinata of, say, Michael Moore, and I beat it up, I didn't really beat up Michael Moore. They've now reached, like, two-year-old level, and I realized it. People are now wearing little safety pins on their collar that means I could be triggered. I believe I'm in a safe space. Just basically don't even talk to me. I'm a basket case. And they're now everywhere coming into jobs and saying, you can't ever criticize me, or I have a disability. I'll have to sue you because I'm a snowflake. Total mental illness. And this is what they're pushing. This is what they're doing. But then they can come out and beat you up if you're at a Trump rally. It's okay because they're allowed to, because they're triggered and they're better than you. And then the latest is they're allowing men at college campuses and high school campuses to take part in women's sports. And of course, they're winning now. And they're allowing men to compete in the Olympics that have unemerged, I forget the exact scientific term, their testicles haven't dropped, but they've got testicles. So they're basically hermaphrodites. Well, it gets crazier. This is out of the Daily Mail. It's out of Texas. Transgender on steroids wins girls' state wrestling tournament. Now get ready for this. It's a girl that identifies as a boy who is on anabolic steroids beating the girls in the wrestling. And the girls are saying, listen, we don't want to fight some girl who biologically with the hormones is a guy. She's disqualified. And they're saying, shut up, you're anti-trans whatever. No, our girls don't want to go up against a girl that's on anabolic steroids. So see, the laws of nature and the laws of reality and the laws of sports are being suspended for this on purpose to totally fry society. And then these people are proud of the fact that men are beating women in baseball teams and basketball, and that women that are on male steroids, hormones, they're beating them now. I mean, it's again, they're in a special group, so the laws are suspended for them. They're above the law. This is how you bring down civilization. I'm going to skip this break. So that's just a few of the articles I'm dealing with here, and I'm watching them go from deception to pure deception. And it doesn't just go to news. It goes to business. It goes to life. It goes to the UN saying it's above the law, diplomatic immunity. Big mega banks saying that. Big mega banks saying they've got one-sided trade deals and you have to live under it. And Trump's saying no. All this uncommon stuff, all this uncommon sense stuff, all this upside-down world stuff, all this one-sided trade deals, it's over. We're killing it. We're annihilating it. We're shutting it off. We're stopping it. And we're not going to have open borders to North Africa and the Middle East to let in all these people. We just saw what happened in Sweden. And they're like, nothing happened in Sweden. And the Pope comes out and says, quote, yesterday, there is no such thing as Islamic terror. And the Swedish government said, yeah, what's going on, Trump? And then he goes, you know the giant controversy taking place in your country, the record rapes. I've got the articles right here. But they're hoping that people are in such arrested development where in college you don't just go to safe spaces. If you say you're upset, they put you in an area with coloring books, crayons, Play-Doh, and dolls and toys. And they're telling you, be arrested, be a baby, be a ward of the state, be mentally ill, let us take care of you. This is an admitted plan. This is how they domesticate us. This is how they control us. This is how they dominate us. And then they come over and completely take over your society. So this is a scientific program of total control. And then meanwhile, Trump comes out and small business loans are increasing, small business spending is increasing, small business profits in just the last 2 months have exploded to the highest level seen since 1984 during the middle of the gigantic Reagan boom recovery. According to the federal government's own numbers, the best numbers ever, and some of these are from when he was just president-elect. CNN has to deceive, so they say there's one thing going right for Trump. No, his poll numbers are going straight up, too, and so much more. And it goes on to admit in the article that a slew of economic data came out this week, almost all of it positive. Americans are still going to stores and spending big. Retail sales came in better than expected for January, but also buying houses and cars and using their credit cards. On top of that, small business, medium-sized business owners are giddy. The NFIB, Small Business Optimism Index, is at the highest level since 2004. Heck, even manufacturing made a pretty big turnaround. It looks almost healthy again. The Philly Fed Index survey on how well manufacturing are doing just hit its highest level since 1984. And anyone with money in the market likely noticed the U.S. stock market set even more records this week. In fact, American stocks are at the best they've been in 25 years. There's still a belief on Wall Street and many parts of Main Street that CNN has recently visited that Trump is going to get the economy surging again. Oh, there's still belief. He's desperately in a race to stop the globalist implosion plan. And they admit that's their plan. They're trying to tap down the economy, but having to admit that's not happening. Because they want to consolidate control. Here's another one. Americans are brimming with optimism on the economy. The Hill. But they go on to report that the American people are angry, saying they don't know why the media won't talk about it or won't promote it. Because for every one story where they admit the economy's doing really good compared to where it was, there's hundreds saying it's going to do horrible, it's over, it's going to implode, get your money out. But we know that's fake news, don't we? Trump slashing financial regulations won't hurt you as much as you think. Market Watch. They put Frank Dodd in not to fix the big money bubble that the Clintons created in the 90s. No. If you look at what they actually did at every level of that, Frank Dodd put in regulations shutting down small banks, ability to loan, credit unions, and stopped the big bank bailout from going below the big mega banks and didn't even get to the local community banks. That's why Trump said Yellen needs to go and is about to bring in new Federal Reserve people that will actually do what he says and loan money to small businesses and lower interest rates. See, here's the deal. You can say, well, interest rates are almost zero. How can you lower them? It's zero for the big banks, or close to it, and they want to go ahead and raise it because they've already given themselves zero. But now they're going to lower it where on credit cards or on small business loans and things, it's much lower, and basically make them refinance with you if Trump gets his way so your debt isn't as big, which will then spur more spending. He's doing exactly what you do. Rand Paul came out this weekend and said, thank God we didn't get John McCain in, saying Trump's a dictator. And thank God, you know, that we've got Trump because he's doing pretty darn good on the economy, just like his daddy said 3 weeks ago. He said, Trump's doing a great job right here on this broadcast. Rand Paul said, we're lucky we don't have John McCain. See, Rand's coming around. So's Ron Paul, because they see it and they know it and they know Trump's for real. They didn't believe it at first. I don't blame them. They're pretty owly folks. They don't just jump on board stuff, but they now know. Let's go to it.
What would you make of McCain's statement that we're creeping towards a situation where people are potentially supportive of dictatorship in this country? Is that over the top, or is there a concern?
I think Senator McCain's perspective is colored by his disagreements with President Trump on foreign policy. If I were to look at foreign policy, I would say John McCain's been wrong on just about everything over the last four decades. He advocated for the Iraq War, which I think destabilized the Middle East. If you look at the map, there's probably at least six different countries where John McCain has advocated for having U.S. boots on the ground. John McCain's complaint is we're either not at war somewhere, or if we're at war, we leave too soon. So we're not there soon enough, and he wants us to stay forever wherever we send troops. So that's a foreign policy that is at odds with President Trump. And also the idea of engagement, the idea of foreign policy realism, I think fits more neatly with President Trump and with John McCain, the neoconservative label of let's make the world safe for democracy and we're going to topple every regime hasn't worked. I mean, our intervention to destabilize the Assad regime has made the chaos worse in Syria. And if you were to get rid of Assad today, I would actually worry about the 2 million Christians that are protected by Assad. So I think it's more of foreign policy debate, and Trump and McCain are on opposite sides of that debate, and I tend to sympathize more with the president that we need a change. We don't need to continue to have regime change throughout the world, nation building. It's expensive, and we don't have enough money to rebuild our own country if we're rebuilding everyone else's countries.
But just to clarify, what McCain said specifically is dictators get started by limiting freedom of the press. I imagine you agree with that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is I don't agree with his analysis and applying that to the president. Okay. I haven't seen any legislation coming forward that wants to limit the press. I see President Trump expressing his opinion rather forceful in his own, his own distinct way. But I see no evidence that anybody is putting forward any kind of legislation to limit the press.
Okay.
So I think people, this is colored by John McCain's disagreement with President Trump. It all is. Everything that he says about the president is colored by his own personal dispute he's got running with President Trump. And it should be taken with a grain of salt because John McCain's the guy that's advocated for war everywhere. He would bankrupt the nation. And actually, we're very lucky John McCain's not in charge because I think we'd be in perpetual war.
All right. That's why I love Rand Paul. He's back. He's the guy that exposed Al-Qaeda and then ISIS in Syria, helped lead the charge to get our military to tell Obama no. He is amazing. I wish he was the vice president, quite frankly. And he's young enough that when Trump's gone, maybe he can be our next president. And I think Rand Paul is super smart, on target, a great guy. He somehow just moderated his message, and it really hurt him with his constituents and listeners. But it's so good to see him absolutely hitting on all cylinders, because there's this big hoax, like everything else, that Trump's trying to limit the press. There's no legislation, no one calling for it. Obama, 2 months ago, less than that, it was like 2 weeks until Trump got inaugurated, signed the NDAA for 2018, 2017, it overlaps, saying they were going to put the CIA over the Board of Governors of the FCC and start censoring, quote, fake news, and they're all over the news calling for censoring me and shutting down fake news. I was talking to this New York Times writer this weekend who wrote a big story about me. This is in the paper today. He was like, we don't call for censorship. And I go, here's a bunch of your articles I'm looking at where you say Facebook's got to block fake news, and I'm listed in here in articles you've written. And then I read other articles. This is like Jim Rutenberg, where you are writing about and saying that Trump is trying to censor the press all because he's criticizing you. The left always says if they attack you and you speak back, hey, my free speech. My speech doesn't end just because I offend you. Me disagreeing with you is coming back at you. Understand that? And Jim actually wrote a halfway accurate report for the New York Times. Roger Stone said he's one of the fairer people he knows. He did an overall good job getting some of the facts straight. But you read his other articles, which I read a bunch of them. I mean, it is just the same thing. We've got to censor fake news. And my name is listed in there as an example of that. So they're the ones calling for censoring us. And then they turn it around and say that Trump's trying to do it with absolutely zero evidence of it. It's this upside-down world that's getting pushed, and it's crazy. Meanwhile, the economy is exploding, and they're doing everything they can to stall it. And by the way, it's exploding for the little guys. The little guys. And and in minority areas as well.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We got something kind of funny that's going to come up a little bit later in the next segment. We have a new social justice warrior, megastar, that is actually in the building, who wants to pop in on the broadcast with me. So I get ready to meet Prigley Snitch. That's the name, right? Oh, no, Rainbow Snitch. So we're going to meet Rainbow Snitch coming up. But getting serious, they are weaponizing news and information and dumbing it down to a childlike level, because this entire globalist program is about emotions and childlike level control. And so when they come out and say nothing's happened in Sweden, Trump's a big liar, they think you're stupid. There's a giant controversy in Sweden over all the different abusive things that have been happening there. We have new footage of feminist marches where the entire march stops and observes silence during the call to prayer and to Allah Akbar. We've got that coming up. I witnessed it. I witnessed it personally. Now, this was in New York City. In D.C. You cannot make this up. We should probably cut to the other one where we have the feminist going, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. And again, this is a fetish. This is a cuckolding. If they see this as really anti-Christian, anti-freedom, anti-West, anti-open society. And so the groups leading these are Islamic. You can go look it up in Paul's article. They hand out these plastic hijabs that women then put on by the thousands, and then they put it on the news saying, look how beautiful this is. And then J-Lo says, how dare Trump want to keep people from coming into the United States? Yeah, we'll go to Somalia, J-Lo. And don't worry, a bunch of Somalis are getting let in right now, unvetted.
I care.
They don't let women do the call to prayer in under any Islamic system. So all of it is just completely upside down cuckoo land. And what other signs say? Dismantle white supremacy. Everything is anti-white, anti-West, even though almost every one of them is white. This is mass mental illness. But this is what you pay for at the colleges. This is what goes on. And you see the type of women, and I'm not bashing women out there that like women. Give me a break. Please don't put me on your level of being obsessed with what, you know, sexuality somebody is. But these are the type of women that will come up to your good-looking wife, your girlfriend, whatever, in Austin and start hitting on them in front of you. And they can't even believe it. They're like, hey, back up. They're like, whoa, I'm politically correct. I'm royal. If a man wants to compete on a women's team, he can. If a woman wants to take steroids to compete on a women's team, she can. If a man wants to go in a women's bathroom, he can. Vice versa. And NAMBLA says if they want to pick your five-year-old up out of the backyard, if your five-year-old says they want to go because they're promising a candy or a puppy or video games, that you shouldn't be able to under law. They have it filed with the UN where they want international law to say they can come to your door. I'm here to pick up your five-year-old. And your five-year-old's been told by the school, whatever, it's going to be fun. He's taking him to Star Wars. You're like, no, Billy can't go. And they're like, your child's allowed to love. Give them to me. Your child's allowed to have an abortion at age 9 in California. The state takes them away. They're allowed to have inoculations without you saying, because they have their own freedom to go with a pedophile. And the pedophiles argue we won't have to take them to a slave dungeon. We might let them live. You see, if you just let us have sex with them, we won't have to kill them and throw them in a shallow grave. It's your fault we got to kill kids. We're liberal. You're not. Get used to it. Now, you just heard me break down what we're actually facing. It sounds unbelievable. It sounds unreal. It sounds like it couldn't be actually happening, but it is. This is who we're facing. You know, I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to, but I'm tempted just to play some more of Trump's Saturday speech. It was so incredibly powerful. In fact, I played the last 2 minutes at the start of the show yesterday, where he said, one spirit, unity, our destiny together, going back to the beginnings of humanity, together into the future, this great human experience, everything you've heard here, word for word, because it's a spirit. It's not that Trump's even getting it from me. And believe me, Trump knows that. Because we've had discussions about it. So, it's you understand, it's infectious in a good way. And you dial into this, you really see the enemy for who they are. Because at times of great evil, great discernment is turned into the world by God. And if you just want to say, God, this looks like real evil, I don't know what to do, please help me. God's going to give you the download of the understanding as much as you can handle. And if you can handle the first level, you're going to get more discernment and more discernment and more discernment and more discernment until pretty soon you're like, this is too much. And you're going to be where Trump is. Believe me, this is a very, very epic time to be alive, and the enemy is fully aware of it. Trump talks about how he's changed. Well, because Trump has now been interfacing with the liberty movement hardcore, and he stared into our abyss in a good way, and it changed him. Not that he was bad before, but now he is born again hard. To take a quote from Full Metal Jacket. Here is the president Saturday.
We have the chance now, working together, to deliver change for the ages. This will be change for the ages. Change like never before. To pursue real peace, real stability, and real prosperity. We want to secure our borders and protect our workers. To rebuild our military and our infrastructure. To fix our schools and restore safety to our neighborhoods. To bring hope and opportunity to our inner cities. To ensure a level playing field for all women in the workforce. To reform our tax code and remove the regulations that undermine growth and innovation. And to replace chasms of distrust with new bridges of opportunity and cooperation. We must ignore the tired echoes of yesterday's fights. We're fighting battles that no longer help us. We're fighting battles that other people aren't treating us fairly in the fight. I'm a NATO fan. But many of the countries in NATO, many of the countries that we protect, many of these countries are very rich countries. They're not paying their bills. They're not paying their bills. They have to help us. No longer are we chained down by the discredited approaches of the past. No longer must we listen to those who have nothing to brag about but failure. New circumstances demand new solutions. Americans have fought and won wars together. Our heroes have shed their blood together and lost their lives. Our citizens have raised their children together, fought for justice together, and shared common hopes and dreams from one generation to the next, stretching back to the first day of our American independence. This is our legacy. It belongs to all of you, and it belongs to every man, woman, and child in our nation. Now is the time to call upon these deep ties in the name of bold action. Let us move past the differences of party and find a new loyalty rooted deeply in our country. We are all brothers and all sisters. We share one home, one destiny, and one glorious American flag. We're united together by history and by providence. We will make America strong again, I promise. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again, greater than ever before. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So there you go. Very, very, very powerful the way he ended that speech. And Trump's on the move. I mean, he's really doing the people's work. He's doing all the basic things you do. Get loans to small businesses. Get regulations off their back. Move to cut the taxes. Create optimism. Bringing the people together. Working to get jobs shipped back into the Rust Belt. Trying to secure our borders. Trying to deport hardened criminals. He's not just deporting families and people like they said. That's all lies that they've been pushing from the beginning to distort everything and bring our civilization down. Now, briefly, before I go any further, we have a limited edition Victory Series lower third for an M4 that you have to mill out yourself. Very easy to do. It's got all the instructions to it. That is one of 1,000. There's 1,000 of these. We've already sold out of close to half of them. This is a commemorative edition. You don't even ever have to mill it. It's your personal lower from Tennessee Arms. It has the brass inserts, everything. And it's a piece of art. It's a collector item. And absolutely boosts the value as a commemorative piece to yourself and your family as an heirloom. Got a lot of other laser-etched original designs as well. So I want to thank you all for your support. Victory Series 1, President Donald J. Trump, Tennessee Arms, 80% lowers. It says 1776, reborn, 45th President of the United States, January 20th, 2017. That's when he announced the country reborn. I personally chose this image of President Donald J. Trump to launch the Victory Series limited edition collectors 80% lowers. Normally, these would be priced at $160, but we're offering our loyal listeners an introductory price of $150. That's a very good deal for the receiver without the lower, without any of the artwork on it. We're about to sell out of limited editions, and I said they are flying off the shelf. This is our run of only 1,000 pieces. I assure you they will sell out quickly. Each lower is subsequently numbered. When they are gone, they are gone. They have already been tested and continue to function in excess of 30,000 to 60,000 rounds. This is the perfect example of a 360 win. Get super high-quality Second Amendment products and support the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get special introductory pricing on the Tennessee Arms 80% lowers. Also, we have Caveman, the ultimate new paleo formulation on InfoWarsLife.com. And it is bone broth, turmeric, and so many other things, concentrated, really high quality, so good for your body, so good for your connective tissue, and your purchases support the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. But so many other great nutraceuticals and supplements are on the site, and that's how we fund this operation. Sure wish I'd have been paying attention to my phone a little while ago when it rang. I would have had to go to rebroadcast to take that call. But wouldn't the media love to know who was calling? And that's what's incredibly frustrating about this job, is now they've got like a hotline, you know, in the White House with the president of the Russians. But when certain people call you, your phone becomes like a hotline. And then I don't usually pay attention to my phone. And then you miss really important phone calls, and it really makes you mad. In fact, I missed the phone call twice while I was sitting here on air, angry about other stuff behind the scenes around here. I just cannot let myself get angry. We have to realize how good we're doing, how far we've come, the different things that are happening in this society, in this world. But this is a really great time to be alive and a very animating time to be alive. Another important piece that I wanted to hit on, state officials to Trump revoke Obama's federal takeover of elections that happened right before Trump left. Before Obama left and Trump came in. Remember, we told you that was coming. That's Clifford Cunningham up on InfoWars.com. States oppose Obama's federal takeover of elections, which needs to be reversed. But he's got so much more to reverse before he even gets to that, because that was actually passed into law. Continuing, Obama's organizing for action partners with Soros linked Indivisible to disrupt Trump's agenda. And Jay Sekulow on Fox News even talked about this is an admitted plan to overthrow the president. And they've got all their surrogates out there openly trying to have it happen. But all Trump's trying to do is turn the economy on that even helps the globalists get richer. But see, they don't want that. They want to consolidate. They don't want anybody to have money but them. Jay Sekulow, Obama should be held accountable for the soft coup against Trump. And that is exactly what it is. So there is a lot going on, a lot unfolding. We're going to go to break here in just a few minutes. Just going to keep this phone right in front of me at all times. And that's another thing. This isn't about entertainment. This isn't about being a big talk show host at this point. This is about total war against the New World Order. I mean, I got a clip coming up. Owen Shore did a report on it earlier today where Bill Gates came out and said, oh, we need to do these certain things or there's going to be a bioweapon that's going to kill millions and millions of people, maybe billions of people. But then if you know the backstory of Bill Gates and the whole Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they want a world government in place to force medical controls and inoculations on people. And they believe global government will basically take place through this new planetary governing system through healthcare. And here's Chelsea's book. I've been using it as a thing to put coffee on, so it's messy, but we can document cam shot that. Governing Global Health. Chelsea Clinton, a new book, which they're not really promoting because it was supposed to be when Hillary won, Chelsea was supposed to head up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and bring in global government through healthcare. And they're now basically admitting all of this and basically holding the world hostage, saying, you know, there's going to be these huge bio attacks that are coming, and it's going to be worse than nuclear war. So in the old days, we said, give us world government because of nuclear war, but nukes could kill the elites as well. There's not an inoculation for that. So now they're saying we want vaccines that'll protect the elites, of course, not the public. They'll give us dirty vaccines so they can have a big cataclysm or a Twilight of the Gods, end of the world type Armageddon scenario with bioweapons, but the elite could be protected, kind of a Moonraker scenario while that takes place. So they're basically saying, give us global government, or there's going to be a bioweapon release. But of course, they're going to do the bioweapon release regardless.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer.
All right, coming up later in the broadcast, after Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us, and I should add the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent's going to be joining us. He's getting ready to probably run for the Senate. is Rainbow Snitch. Rainbow Snitch.
Here's... Shut up, you white male. It's Rainbow Snatch.
Okay, I'm sorry, but she's the latest social justice warrior. We should probably get you a chair in there because folks can't see your sign. Here, let me have it. Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate you joining us.
You're racist, xenophobic.
Okay, well, we finally got one of you to come on the show. You look a little bit like Millie Weaver, but we'll see what happens. Seriously, we're going to do an interview with you a little bit later. And how are you doing, young lady?
Well, you know what? I just want to say that all you Trump supporters are a bunch of racist, xenophobic rednecks.
I've never heard that before.
Really?
I noticed that you've got underarm hair.
You need to address me by my proper pronoun, okay? Because you can't call me he or she. I want to be called Z. So if you don't call me Z, then you're going to watch out and see what happens.
Why don't we just call you something like sweetheart?
Nope. Excuse me, but that is extremely racist and bigoted to call me sweetheart.
How about cupcake?
I identify as a multisexual, transdimensional, binary being, okay?
Do you agree with this Texas person? Where men are now on women's baseball teams and track teams are beating, but also women that identify as men are taking steroids and then competing on girls' teams, like in this Daily Mail article, transgender on steroids wins girls' state wrestling tournament. Do you think maybe I should be able to win women's arm wrestling tournaments?
I think that the whole system is completely rigged against women and that this is just an institution set up to try and oppress women. Okay, and all you people out there that are just talking, you know, bad about Muslims, you guys are just bigoted people. You should, you know.
Hey, let me show you that in New York, they're actually, the feminist groups are saying Allah Akbar, doing prayer time in New York by the thousands. They're chanting Allah Akbar. But in real Islamic countries, women can't even go out without hoods on their heads.
Yeah, because people like you in America are completely racist and they are too afraid for themselves to come out in the streets and wear their hijabs, and that all women in America should be able to wear a hijab.
But you're not answering my question. They cut women's genitals off in many Islamic countries. They sell them into slavery. They can pour acid on their face. They murder them if they talk back. They can't drive cars in, what, like six different Islamic countries. They can't even go shopping.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you mean? They women in America don't have any rights. And women in other countries, I mean, they have more rights than in America. In America, women don't have any rights. Women don't have equal pay with men. And, you know, men have all the good paying jobs and all the high paying positions. Women don't have equal rights. And we demand equal rights.
Why are modern feminists so into Islamic stuff and, like, wearing hijabs?
Because, you know, Trump said that all Muslims are terrorists. And, you know, that's why we need to support Muslims and let them come into the country. And we don't need to vet anybody.
Well, Trump never said that. But the Pope did say that there, quote, are no Muslim terrorists, period. It's impossible. Now, that's not true.
Yeah, I don't know where you're getting these numbers from. But there are no Muslim terrorists. Okay, the only terrorists in this country are the white males. The white males are the terrorists in this country, okay?
Well, crime statistics don't show that.
Well, you know, anybody can...
I'm going to ask you again. Should a man be able to play on a women's football team?
No. Because women need to have...
Hold on, we're going to be right back. A lot of the liberals saying that's happening. I'm going to ask why your name is Rainbow Snitch.
Rainbow Snatch, because...
Hold on. We'll hear about this name in a minute.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your